Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, in tune to our to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, this is Saturday night, August 18th, 2018. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking if all listeners, would you please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. He will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly. So please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with him as we go through God's word together tonight. Why do we ask you to do this? Because we do not want anyone to take it lightly or for granted or to think that we're making up things. That's why the word of God tells us that we people, his people perish for the lack of knowledge. So it's important that we get our Bibles and read it for ourselves what God is saying to his people on today. So right now we're going to go into prayer as we always do. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your only begotten beloved Son, in whom you said you are well pleased, it's in that name that we come on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or see. Through it all, we know without a doubt, all those that are believers in Jesus Christ, we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man and that there is none like you in all the earth. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You are in total control at all times. You never slumber nor sleep. You don't lie. You cannot fail nor change. So that's why we just bless your name on tonight, because you are worthy of our praise. So, Heavenly Father, on tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself. I include my entire family, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and his entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, and blot out all of our iniquities, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but you will get the glory through it all, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. And also in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that have bereaved on tonight. We lift up their sister in Christ, Aretha Franklin, her entire family and close friends. We lift up everyone that are bereaving her loss on tonight. Heavenly Father, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we just thank you for her life and sharing her with the world on today, Heavenly Father. We thank you that her life was not in vain and that she fulfilled her God's purpose in the earth for your glory. And we just give you the praise for it in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. So we just ask that you will move by your spirit, comfort and strengthen everyone that is bereaved on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word, through your man of God on tonight, that anyone that is listening on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that a word will go forth with power, that will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they are saved, they will come to know, live in, and fulfill the individual God purposes in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just bless your name on tonight, and we pray, Lord, that on tonight that your word will be received in love by every listener, Heavenly Father, that you will get the glory alone, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you the glory, honor, and praise, because we know, without a doubt, you are worthy to be praised. So we just bless your name, have your way on tonight, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we do have another scripture food for thought, and that scripture food for thought comes to us saying, and this includes me, it's time to be about our Heavenly Father's business, not our own. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, it's time to be about our Heavenly Father's business and not our own. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go to Blog Talk Radio, and if you will please click on Service Ambassador Vessels, and once you get there, please click on Follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. I'm asking all listeners, and if you will continue to tune into this radio ministry, continue to share the news about this radio ministry that others can tune in and be blessed by it. So we know that this is of the Lord's doing, and we are so grateful for what God is doing through this worldwide ministry for his glory. So that's what it's all about. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I just thank God that I'm a part of it, and every faithful listener and every faithful doer of God's word, we want to continue to ask that you will continue to hold on to your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because we know that he is able. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So we're getting ready to go into our music break before we bring forth Pastor Norman King. He's going to be bringing the word very shortly, but we're going to go to our music break real quick, and we're going to give honor and reverence and memory of our sister in Christ, in the body of Jesus Christ, Aretha Franklin. And I thank God for the opportunity that he allowed me to be able to sing with her and along with my church choir when we sang for the Pope 1987, when he came downtown to Detroit in Hart Plaza, our church was invited to sing along with her during his visitation at Hart Plaza downtown in Detroit in 1987. So I thank God for that privilege to be able to sing along with her. So now we're getting ready to go to our music break. I pray that you enjoy the music break on tonight, knowing without a doubt that God will take care of you. He promised that he would. So enjoy the music break on tonight. Give me just 1 second.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, he will. I'm a witness, and I know that some of you all are witnesses too, that God will, he will take care of you. He promised that he would. So on that note, I want you to, I do pray that you have your Bibles and have them open and ready to receive the word on tonight. But before Pastor Norman King comes, along with that song, God will take care of you, I want to read to you in the book of Amos. This is coming from the Message Bible. And it reads, it's going to read different if you have a different Bible other than the Message Bible. This is a faithful promise from God, a God decree. Every now and then I read it to the listeners, and I read it to myself to get it in my spirit. This is a promise from God. Just like the song just said about the late sister in Christ, late Rita Franklin just said, God will take care of you. In the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, this God decree tells us and reminds us that things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills, I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. Now, that's a promise from God. Now, you know what? God is a promise keeper. He is not like man. So I just want to encourage someone with that word from the Lord in the book of Amos. So right now, I am so excited to bring forth my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is my guest every third and every fourth Saturday night. So spread the word. Spread the good news. This is not fake news. This is good news. Spread the good news about the man of God just bringing forth the word every fourth Saturday and every third Saturday on this same network, Pastor Norman King. Right now, I yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for the privilege that God has given me, because I know that without him, it would not even be possible for me to be able to do what I do. And I don't take it lightly, my duties and my responsibilities that the Lord has given me. And I want to thank God for Cousin James, you know, for his zeal and eagerness to do God's will, and for allowing himself to be led by the Holy Spirit to even give me the opportunity to come before you tonight. And as I was here last month on the fourth Friday, and I give you part one of a sermon topic, don't lose your flavor. So I'll be coming tonight for part two of don't lose your flavor. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, so grateful, humbly grateful for the privilege in which you have endowed me to be on this platform tonight, to allow your Holy Spirit to come forth to teach and preach your word to your people. And knowing that there's someone that's standing in need to receive it. And I just pray, Father God, that they will allow themselves to be open, Father God, to receive whatever it is that they're supposed to receive this night. And I pray and ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior. In the name of the Lord, say amen, amen, and amen. As I, before you last, as I said, that's the fourth Friday of last month, and I read the scripture that come out of Matthew 5, 13 through 16, and didn't know it until that night that the Lord had me just go off of verse 13. That's all I supposed Feel Delivered. So I just stayed on 13, and tonight I will come back, you know, Lord willing, to expound on verse 14, 15, and 16. But I'm going to go ahead and read all four of them as we, you know, right now. So Matthew 5, 13 through 16, 13 begins, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men," verse 15, "light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." 16, this is my main verse that I attempted with last time. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So I want to thank God again for this word as we will go with Don't Lose Your Flavor, part two. And I'm going to expound tonight on verses 14, 15, and 16. And as we deal with these scriptures, I want to remind you that these are the words that our Lord spoke. Amen. It wasn't Apostle Paul, it wasn't Peter. These were the words that he spoke as he was making preparation for his disciples. Amen. So we go to verse 14, and what it begins with is that God is light. And we have that reference in one part of the Bible. It's 1 John 1:5. God is light, okay? Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world." And we find that in John 8:12 and John 9:5. Here Jesus said, and he's shifting on it, y'all. Here Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." What an enormous compliment. Amen. It is. It is a compliment that here God is light, and Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." But here in this scripture, as he's making preparation to go to be at the right hand of the Father, he said, "Ye," talking about you and me, believer, "ye are the light of the world." And this is an enormous compliment. God is light, Christ is light, and the believer is said to be the light of the world. Amen. The believer is what God and Christ are. Amen. Light. Hallelujah. No great compliment could be paid by the believer. And this is what we have to take very serious, y'all. Our God call. Amen. We are called the light of the world. Amen. Now, to be identified with God, it is an enormous responsibility, as well as a compliment. Amen. Wherever light is and does, the believer is to be and to do. You and me. And I want to talk about four different areas tonight. Four things are said about the believer as light of the world. And I'm going to cover these four tonight. Number one, I'm going to just go over this four right now before I expound on them. Number one, the disciple. My question to you, are you a disciple? That's not for somebody else to say. That's for you to know for yourself. Come on, somebody. Amen. This disciple, number one, we're going to talk about the character of the disciple is to be light. The next point I want to talk about is the place to shine. Amen. And that's the world. Amen. The next third one is to talk about unavoidable witness. Amen. And number four is talking about our purpose. Amen. So number one, the disciple's character is light. I'm going to repeat what Jesus said. He said, "I am the light of the world." Here he says the disciple is to what? Be like him, the light of the world. This disciple is to, talking about me and you, is to undergo a radical transformation. Amen? You and me are to become like Christ more and more, and to reflect the light of Christ. Hallelujah. And here we got references that, like Cousin James said earlier, have something to write with. We have 2 Corinthians 3:18 and 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 through 7, and you can read those at your leisure. Amen. Light. Amen. And we got in Ephesians 5:8-9, it says, "For ye," talking about me and you, were sometimes darkness, but now, say but now are ye light in the world. In other words, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. I'm going to say again, this is Ephesians 5, 8, and 9. What we have to do, brothers and sisters, is that we got to bag up what we say by the scripture. If anyone, first of all, you and me as individuals should not say something as this is what God said, and we don't have no verse of scripture to bag it up. And if somebody come to you and approach you with something, don't let them get away with trying to tell you something that's not bagged up what by scripture. So point one, light is clear and pure. Point two, light. Talk about light. Light penetrates. Amen. By nature, it cuts through and eliminates darkness. And one thing that comes to my mind, you know, when I see that word cut and penetrate, it reminds me of Hebrews 4:12. And this is the New Living Translation. It says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Amen. So as we see light, and that's who we are, we've been delegated this authority from heaven, y'all. As I said last time, we are the salt, and now I'm going to found tonight that we are light. So it's been delegated to us. Amen. And light penetrates. Now, Thessalonians 5 and 5, that ye are, talking about me and you, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night. No, we are not, nor of darkness. Amen. The next point about light, light enlightens. Amen. It enlarges a person's vision and knowledge of an area. See, we can't receive the vision from the Lord apart from the vision. We cannot receive the vision and knowledge of the Lord apart from what? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, we got John 12:35. Look what it says. It says, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Talking about himself. So, walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes. So, Jesus is trying to get the disciples to understand that I'm with you now for a little while. And now I'm going to move on. But I want you to know that I'm going to delegate this light to you. Now, what you do with it is up to you. Amen. Another thing about light. Light reveals. It opens up the truth of an area, a whole new world. Hallelujah. And it clears up the way to the truth and life. And that's what Jesus said in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. And John 12:36 says, while ye have light, believe in that light, that ye may be the children of light. So if we acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I go back to our first opener, which says God is light, according to 1 John 1:5. If God is light, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and now in this verse tonight, he's delegating it unto us by saying, ye are the light of the world. So remember what I said. This is an enormous compliment for Jesus to give us, or should I say delegate us, the responsibility and the privilege to be him, his representation in the earth. Amen? Another thing about light, and this is very serious what I'm talking about, y'all, in the name of Jesus. Light guides. It directs the way to go. It leads along the right path. That's why we got John 12:46, where it says, I am come, a light unto the world, that whosoever believe on me should not abide, it means walk, in darkness. This is very serious. A lot of times we operate as we don't know where we're going because we're not operating in the spirit. Amen. And one of my favorite verses, as a matter of fact, I preached a sermon this past Sunday, dealt with 2 Corinthians 5:17, and this is going to be the New Living, so it's going to be a little different. It says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. I'm going to stop right there because I want to stay on the path that I'm supposed to be on tonight, talking about life as I may expound on little things from the side, but I want to make sure that we cover a certain part of what I feel the Lord has laid in my heart to talk about tonight. Amen. Another thing about light. Light strips away darkness. And we have an example in John 3:19-20. That's what it says. Remember now, light strips away the darkness. Verse, condemnation that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light. We see it every day, don't we? Even in the church. Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hated the light. Amen. That's why they don't like you. That's why they hate you. If you sin about your walk with God, it goes on and said, neither cometh to the light, lest its deeds should be what? Reproved. Another thing about light. See, we are the light of the world, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not only is we the salt of the earth in verse 13, but 14 says, we are the light of the world. Another thing about light. Light routes the chaos. Philippians 2:15. It says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked, perverse nation, among whom, talking about us, y'all, among whom ye shine as light in the world. See, several verses talk about us as the light, and light routes out chaos. So if you got any chaos going on, allow that light, allow the Holy Ghost, come on somebody, to have his way, and you watch that chaotic situation, chaotic atmosphere you may be in, it got to flee because the Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. Light discriminates between right, the right way and the wrong way. Hallelujah. Another, I'm going to reiterate John 8:12. Jesus said, then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, what does this mean, y'all? Jesus was radical. We got to be radical. I bless you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you sit there and you start talking like this right here, you'll find some folks, if they don't want to be with you, they're going to get away from you. They're going to call you like they called Jesus. He was crazy. He was radical. He was blasphemous. Any kind of name that be except the child of God, they're going to call you. But what I'm trying to tell you is that there's power. Acts 1:8 says you shall receive power and when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. If you exercise the right, the privilege that God has given us and delegate to us as light of the world, you'll see some stuff. Some people leaving you what? Alone. Amen. But there are some things that we got to do. Another thing about light. It warns. It warns of dangers that lie ahead. Yes, it does. And it says in Ephesians 5:11-14. I'm going to read it. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. I know. It's hard. You know why it's hard? Because you're operating in your soul. You got to build up your spirit. Come on, hallelujah. That whenever these situations approach you, that your spirit will make way for your soul to what? Be strengthened. Let me try to finish this verse, y'all. Ephesians 5:11-14. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Because God is everywhere. He knows everything. Amen. His verse continue on. It says, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make it manifest is light. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. Nothing about light. I tell y'all, this is the, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Light protects. Yes, it protects. Why? Because light is Jesus. Light is God. How about this one? And we are the light of the world. So if you feel like you can't do something, no, we can't apart from the Holy Ghost. Amen? But exercise your right. Exercise your God-given privilege. Light protects. It protects it from danger, of darkness, from stumbling, falling, and injuring yourself. Amen? Romans 13:12 says this way. The night is spent. It's far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness. Get rid of it. Plead the blood over it. Amen? And it goes on to say, and let us put on what? The armor of light. I know some of you got some things going on. Amen? But 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the King James says, therefore, amen, therefore we got to, what that verse says. Let me see. I got to get in the King James because I want to. If any man be in Christ, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So your spirit changed a new birth. Continue to build your spirit up. So whenever you may get low in spirit, amen, and how we get low in spirit is that we don't continue our intimacy with God. And then Satan will attack your soul to bring down what? Your spirit. That's why it's so important, believers, to know that we are the light of the world. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. But when I leave, you are the light. Amen? So we got to be a reflection, what? Of him. Amen? A person's light is only a reflective light. We're not him. We are a reflection of him. Amen? Ephesians 5:8 says, for we were sometimes darkness, but now, hallelujah, are ye light in the world. So walk as children of light. Amen? The character of light is pure. Amen? That's why we said earlier that we got to walk in the light. Amen? Put off the darkness by feeding your spirit each and every day. Amen? We are the light of what? The world. Amen? Bear with me a little bit, y'all. As we deal with the disciples, and I asked you earlier, are you a disciple? That's something that you should know. The disciple place to shine is where? The world. We reiterated last time. I'm reiterating tonight that you, if you say you are a disciple, then your place to shine is in the world. Yeah. And everyone will have his conferences and all those things in the church and all that. We got to have some place to get fuel. But just remember that our commission is to be out in the world. Amen. Your place to shine is where? In the world. The world is the place where believers are to what? Move about and reflect what? Their light. Amen. That's the place that's in chaos. That's the place that's in trouble. That's the place that's in danger. Amen? The light is in the world. That's you and me. Now, the city is in the world. The light, talking about us, is in the world. And the candlestick, where? Is in the home. The same is true of believers. Believers occupy some place in the world. We're talking about us, y'all. Wherever the place is, they are to what? Light. Let their light shine. Wherever you are, wherever I am, we supposed to what? Let our light shine. That's how we get Matthew 5:16. It said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and what? Glorify what? The Father which are in heaven. Amen. Now, I told you one of the points I'm going to make is going to talk about the disciples' unavoidable witness. Amen. There again, you got to know if you are a disciple. Amen. And the unavoidable witness, two things are said about the city. Okay. It sits on a hill and it cannot be hid. Two things are said about the candle. It is put on a candlestick and it gives light to all that are in the house. Now, several things to learn from this. Believer, if you're a believer, this applies to you. Believers shine as lights in the world. They are like cities and like candles sitting in a dark world. If it's just one little light shining, it should be you. Like the little childhood song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Another thing about light, light has different strengths. You go to the store and you may want a 40-watt, 60-watt, 100-watt, what have you, amen? The same way as Christianity, amen, light has different strengths. It can be strong or weak, bright or dim. In fact, it can be so dim and provide so little light, person can stumble and fall. If you stumbling out there, child of God, this word is for you. Let your light shine. Well, your light can't shine the way it's supposed to if you're not feeding your spirit. Come on, somebody. Amen. So you may be the one that need to reconcile back to God. Amen. This is for you. Amen. If your light is dim, then feed your spirit and starve your flesh. Amen. As long as a light is not to be hid, it is to be seen and it is to give light. Therefore, the light that you have, that I have, which is Jesus Christ, is supposed to shine like on top of a hill. And if it happens to be dim for some apparent reason, then we should know why and get ourselves back right with God, because he's waiting for us. Amen. He will forgive you for whatever you're not doing. Amen. Another thing about the disciple. You are a disciple, and then I say to you, you have purpose. I have purpose. The believer has light. You got light? I'm asking you again. Are you? Is your light shining? The light is already within you. Come on, somebody. He is the light of God upon the earth. Talking about you and me. Yes, we are. So let your light shine. Amen. The believer can't refuse to let his light shine. He can turn it off, refuse to turn it on. Shade it or darken it. Turn it away or direct his beam in another direction. And there's several things that causes that. Well, one thing, matter of fact, all your cares on him. And if you don't give him all sincerely, then we're going to continue short circuit. So my word to you tonight, if that fits your who you are at this moment in your life, then cast all your cares on Jesus, because we got to get back on the right track, y'all, because it's getting late in the evening and the sun, is going down. Amen? It's very important that we get ourselves in right standing with God, because it is getting late. And we got to know who we are. You know, I put a footnote down there. It's hard for me not to say certain things because I am a veteran of the Army. And a lot of the things I learned in there, I use it in ministry. You know, we had certain flanks. We had files, squads, platoons, brigades, division, and sections. Amen. You see, when we obey the word of God, then we get there in Romans 8:28, where it says all things work together for the good to them that's called by God. Amen. So what God is saying tonight, get yourself on the right track. Amen. Acknowledge who you are. You are the light of the world. Yes, you are. Whether you want to be or not, you are. And maybe it could be some things in your life is not going the way it's supposed to, and that's the reason why it's not, because there's a lid. There's a shade where it should be illuminating, amen, with no restrictions, because you are, I am what? The light of the world. Yes, we are, and we are to let our light shine in order what? In order to stir men to what? Glorify God. Amen. This is the supreme reason why our light is to shine before men. Get this, people, God. It's to stir men to glorify God. Amen. There was somebody in your life, amen, that you look onto, amen, that said some things to, you may have got mad at them. But on down the road, you was glad that they allowed the Holy Spirit, and they didn't quench the Holy Spirit, to tell you what you needed to hear. So back to the glory. The glory of God is to be the primary aim of all believers. The very way God is glorified is by the light. The good works of believers shining before men. God is glorified when believers get out into the darkness where men are. I'm going to say it again. God is glorified when believers get out into the darkness where men are. The good works of believers are to be done out in darkness. Don't get mad at me. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. In order for that light to shine, you got to be among any world. Amen. I'm going to read again. The good works of believers are to be done out in darkness, not within clustered walls with other light. Amen. John 15:8. This is what it says. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So God is glorified when you and I bear much fruit. And I want to remind you of something like John 15:16. This is what it says. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. I'm going to say it again. You ain't chosen me, he said, but I chose you, and not just chose you, I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Hallelujah. Oh, that is awesome, y'all. I tell you, I love God. You love God tonight. Amen. This is the only kind word. We give God the praise. Amen. And as we, I get ready to wind this thing down, as I get ready to wind down, I want to say that light has one purpose, to shine before men. Amen. Light is not seen unless it is placed, what, before men. If there are no people, there are no eyes to see the light. Come on, church. A believer must not seclude himself from others. Other lights do not need light. Come on, come on, hallelujah, come on. It is the people in darkness who need the light. Let your light so shine before men. Amen. Believers are not the only ones who are to glorify God. I'm going to say that again, y'all. Believers are not the only ones who are to glorify God. They are to go out and cause those in darkness to glorify him. I thank God, and I hope that something has been said tonight that's a blessing to you, because we got to recognize the delegation that has been given to us, and it's a compliment and a privilege and an honor for God and for Jesus our Lord to look upon us and say, look here, I'm delegating this to you, that you be a light in the world, shining. One of the things that we do sometimes too much in church, as the Word of God said, we spend too much time with each other. When you go to the fuel station to fill your car up, you don't stay on the fuel aisle. You get topped off, you say, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. The same way with your spirit, people of God. Get filled as you go to the sanctuary, but your whole goal is so I can get back out there where? On the battlefield of the Lord. We didn't come here to stay. Amen. Anyway, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say thank you. Thank you and thank you. And I hope that something has been received by whoever, if it's just one person. I just pray, Father, that one person has received your word. I humbly pray this prayer tonight in the name of Jesus, who is my Lord and my Savior. And let the redeemer of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. Give God a hand praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. I'm going to play this song, and after the song, Brother James will pick it back up.
The song I came up with, if y'all like it, clap your hand. Do it down.
The power.
me during the time that you let me down. But you call it once again. And that's the way that it's not supposed to arise.
Yeah, I'm gonna end that. I'm gonna end right there. I just want to say this here before I turn it over to Brother James. As Harvey was saying in Cancer Spiritual, he's saying recognize the power of God. See, it's very serious, y'all. In the season and time we in right now in this world, with everything going on, everything seems to be so chaotic. It's just not supposed to be chaotic for us. What the song is saying, and I want to tie this message in, is being the salt and being the light, is that we got to recognize the power of the Lord. Where it's inside of us. It's not across the street. Amen. It's inside of us. Recognize it. Amen. If you need to be reconciled tonight, be reconciled back to God. Amen. Because God is waiting on you. Amen. That's why I'm going to finish where I started reading earlier in 2 Corinthians 5:17. I got a few minutes there, Brother James. Look here. What it says here in 2 Corinthians 5:19, it says, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer count people's sin against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of what? Reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal, what? Through us, salt and light. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. And then King James says it this way, we are the righteousness of God through him. Through who? Through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Brother James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What an awesome word. And I, too, like you, Pastor Norman King, I pray that this word has been received. Even if it's only by one person, then we know that it was not in vain. I'm going to kind of piggyback off of what you was teaching about in the word tonight. And it kind of ties in with my message on Thursday night about street ministry. You know, it's good to go into the house of the Lord beyond within the four walls of the church or whatever denomination you are giving God praise and glory and worship in. That's what we're supposed to do. He tells us that we are to assemble ourselves together as the body of Christ, a corporate body of believers. Then this comes back to what Pastor Norman King was talking about more or less. After you receive the word, you know, after you've been filled with the word and you get to receive new power and new strength from the word of God, then you don't just take that word and just keep it to yourself. We have to go into the streets. It's called street ministry. The Bible, in the Bible days, it talks about going to the hedges and the highways. Well, we bring it up to today's terms, which is meaning the same thing. But today we say street ministry. That's why we're lacking that. I think that's why the church is failing today. And I give God praise and glory for those that are actually doing street ministry, because we do have some ministries, some churches, and even some individuals all over the land, in America, all across the country, even with outside of the United States, that are actually doing street ministry. But guess what? We have too many churches in one local area. In some cities, in Detroit here alone, we can talk about Detroit by itself. In some areas, you can find 5, 6, 7, or 8 churches within 2 or 3 block radius. And then you wonder, what are they doing? You see the churches, they have services on Sunday and maybe on a Bible class on a Wednesday or a Tuesday night. But then that's all you see of them. You don't see them out there mingling with the people in the community. You don't see them going out into where the people are actually hurting and needing a word from the Lord. And that's what it's all about. That's why the Lord said, Jesus Christ said that we are going to do greater works, because he knew that he was leaving to go back to the Father. That's why he said, we are going to be able to do greater works. And just like Pastor Norman King said in his word on tonight, and it confirms what I said in the word on Thursday night when I delivered the word, the Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. We cannot share with the people that are hurting and that are people that are still spiritually blind, that are living in darkness, if we don't know the world ourselves. So that's why the Word of God tells us to hide the Word of God in our hearts so that we might not sin against Him. And so that when we do come across individuals, whether they're in the streets or wherever God may lead us to, and we come across individuals that need to hear a word from the Lord, then the Lord says, when we have the Word of God in our hearts, sometimes people come up to us with unexpected questions. That's when He said that He will bring, through the Holy Spirit, will bring the things back to our remembrance that we need at that time to give to the individual. So that's why it's important that we study God's Word to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we thank God for this word on tonight, and I thank God for Pastor Norman King, and I do agree with him, and I pray that this word has been received in love, because that's what it's all about. God is love, and we who are followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be living epistles, living examples of Jesus Christ. And that's what I wanted to say. We have the power. We have the authority. Jesus Christ told us that we have it. The same power and authority that Jesus has, we have it too. But we, as the body of Christ, some of us, not all, some in the body of Christ are failing to use that God-given authority and power that's in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why we fail to see more Christians going into the hedges and the highways, into the streets, doing street ministry, because too many Christians today are so caught up into the world and things of the world. They are afraid of what the world is going to say about them. And you need to know that if you have the Holy Spirit in you and you stand up in holy boldness, delivering God's word, you don't have to fear. You don't have to look at, the Lord said in the word, don't even look at their faces. If it comes to that point, don't even look at their faces if that's going to take you away from delivering God's word to them. Don't even look at their face. Look up at the sky, whatever you have to do, look away from them. Just get the word out to them so that they can receive the word. And that way, when they stand before God, they can never say that they did not hear the word. So we thank God for this word on tonight. And again, I can't stress it enough, and I know Pastor Norman King can't stress it enough either. We pray that this word has been received. Somebody got this word on tonight. And I pray that we put this word into effect starting right now. We need to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And that's what the spiritual food for thought was talking about tonight. We need to be more serious about being about our Heavenly Father's business, because people are dying every day, going to hell with their God-given gifts and talents never being used, and they're going straight to the grave. But that can be stopped if we come together as the body of Christ, again, as the corporate body of believers, doing what we have been called to do, and that is to go into the hedges and the highways and compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved while they have time. So we thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for Pastor Norman King. So right now we're going to close out for tonight in prayer, as we always do. And I do want the worldwide listeners to know, as I always say, and as God knows it's the truth, I do not know who you are. I do not know where you are, but God knows who you are, and He knows exactly where you are, and He knows exactly what you're need of. So I want you to know that I pray for you, and I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me and pray for this worldwide ministry and every show that have just under my direction. I pray that you will continue to keep them in prayer, because this is of God's doing for such a time as this, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So I pray that you will continue to be blessed by this worldwide ministry. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we continue to ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that everything that we do for you here on earth will not be in vain, but you will be glorified through it all as we continue to walk in faith, fulfilling our God purposes in the earth for your glory. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that this word has been received in love, that it's not that it did not go out void, but it's going to accomplish everything that you set out for it to do through your man of God, through Pastor Norman King on tonight, that it's going to be received, it's already been received, and people are going to be, lives are going to be changed and transformed through this word on tonight. So we just bless your name on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will be in the midst of your people on tomorrow all over the land, wherever your word is being preached on tomorrow all over the land, moved by your spirit, touch each and anoint each vessel that's going to bring your word on tomorrow to the point that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be increased and edified and glorified even more through your name, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this press. Amen. Well, that's the word for the night, and we're going to close out because it's such a time that we're living in. We're going to play our opening song again. We're going to close it up with this opening song, This Means War, because we are living in a spiritual war. The battle that we're living in is not carnal, it's spiritual. It's a spiritual warfare that we're dealing with. So that's why we got to get into the hedges and the highways and get into the streets and do battle in the streets. So that's the word for tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you. I do too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And whatever you do, find yourself in the Lord's house tomorrow, giving him glory, honor, and praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised.
Mighty grill, put your hands together.